Welcome to GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. You should have heard the dispirited way with which Jason started this episode.
What was that?
You were like,
It's late, everybody.
Yeah,
it's
it late. Is late. That was all.
I actually really need a glass of water.
It was very funny.
We should have taken a longer break.
Oh, well, but you already
I'm
know that.
I'm very thirsty.
Because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon, and we're going to have
I'm really thirsty.
Beautiful, sexy, dry voices for this podcast.
I'm very thirsty. Just gonna say that. Don't do that. Don't. They people support us for this. They give us money. Don't give them that. Don't give them the low throat. I don't know, what do you call that?
Vocal fry.
Yes.
You know, like the grudge. But we're here to talk about multiverses. Everyone's favorite part of the DC Comics universe.
Ashley, we have a call coming in.
Well, when it stops ringing, I'll pick it up. Hello?
Yee-haw, Ashley Victoria Robinson. This is Tex Willerman.
How do you know my name?
Huh? I listen to your podcast.
You literally have never known my name before this very moment.
Are
That's
you serious?
Usually the joke is that you don't know who you're calling.
I think you're making that up.
Nope. And you're looking for a homie. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I heard. I don't remember. Oh, I heard you had a new idea for a great comic book.
I don't know how you heard that because we wrapped recording it about 12 seconds ago.
You know, as the owner of 6 Piggly Wigglies, I'm close to closing on 7, right, by the way. Hopefully by the end of this year, I will have 7 Piggly Wigglies. And I have my ways. I get to hear most podcasts before they're even published. You get to do that. You get to do that if you pay enough people in the dark web. Anyways.
The dark web. Are you on Tor?
Of course I am. I built Tor. Tor stands for Texas.
Own. Original.
Ranch.
Recipe.
.com. That's Tex Willerman's seal of approval. Now, I heard you had this idea for Kurt Wagner. The Incredible Nightwing.
Think about how sexy he'd be.
Yeah, I'm excited about this, and I would like to buy all worldwide rights in perpetuity.
Okay, what are you offering me?
I can offer you 60 pounds of flank steak.
No, I don't even eat steak.
200 pounds of Eggo waffles, and...
I don't think I've ever eaten an Eggo waffle.
And 10 pounds of expired ding dongs, but they're still good. They still taste good.
I don't know what that one means.
They're Hostess cakes. They're named ding dong, so they're, you know, they
sounds phallic.
They are. They've become the joke. They've become the joke of elementary children across the nation, but they are chocolatey rolls that are delicious.
Chocolatey rolls.
Yeah, they're
that sounds like a film shot
chocolate
in the San
rolls
Fernando Valley.
Filled with white frosting.
No, thank you. What are you going to offer me?
I just told you the
I
offer.
I rejected your offer, so now you come back with a second offer.
Well, you don't, this is not how, listen, as a person who's about to close on the 7th Piggly Wiggly, you don't continue a negotiation to be like, what are you going to offer me?
Okay, well, you're not getting my Incredible Nightcrawler
pitch. At this point, I don't think I want it.
Okay,
bye. I don't think I want it. No, you don't hang up on me, I hang up on you. Actually, that's not how phones work at all, but have you talked to Kurt Wagner anytime soon?
Not recently, no.
It's just a shame.
You usually call and ask for him, which is how I get to talk to him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do that before the end of this podcast.
We'll maybe.
All right. Ta-ta. Hugs and kisses.
To who?
Huh?
Who?
You, God damn it. Why are you being so cantankerous?
Jake's one to no one.
You're being so mean to me tonight.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on?
You're not real.
I'm not real. Well, God damn it. Listen, Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Yes, Tex Piggly Wiggly Illerman.
Piggly Wiggly Willerman. Is not my middle name.
It is now, baby.
No, it is not.
What's your middle name?
You better, what?
What's your middle name?
Rodeo.
Rodeo. Get the fuck out.
Tex Rodeo Willerman. Rodeo. That's my middle name.
Sure it's not Rodeo?
No, it is Rodeo.
Okay.
Don't you dare make fun of my papa.
I definitely already have.
Well, he was Rodeo Willerman.
Okay, what did he own?
Huh?
What did he own? A heap of nothing.
He owned a ranch. He owned a ranch that went on to be absorbed by the Triple Sixes in Texas.
Oh, wow. That's a reference for a handful of people.
It's a real place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Ashley Victoria Robinson saying I'm not real. I'm getting real mad.
Yes, Tex Piggly Wiggly Illerman.
It's Rodeo. Don't you insult my papa like that. You better watch your step.
or I'm not walking anywhere.
You better watch your step. Someday, you're going to be walking in the wrong saloon. And?
I don't drink, so I'm not that concerned about it.
And I'll shoot your glass out of your hand. That's what I'll do.
Again.
Because I will not kill you. I'm not going to threaten your life. And, I definitely will not let nothing do something so presumptuous. But if I find you in a saloon, turn off your damn phone when I'm talking to you. Wait a minute. How is that ringing if I'm talking to you?
That's my other phone. I do have two phones. That's not a lie.
You must be a drug dealer.
No.
You're a drug dealer. And drug dealers have two phones.
I'm a video host.
That's why you have a burner phone. I've watched Better Call Saul. I know how that works.
Oh, I was like, never mind.
You know, they were almost going to make that show about me.
Believe that.
They were going to call Toast Up Tex.
Toast of Tex.
No, Toast Up Tex.
Toast of Tex.
Ashley Victoria Robinson, I am going to shoot your horse if I see you again. You are just
not rich enough to own a horse.
Cantankerous as hell tonight.
Not really.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Click.
He didn't give you hugs and kisses on that one.
You gave them to me on the last one. You can't revoke them.
You really made Tex Willerman really mad on that one.
Well, I think he'll survive.
I would watch your step. I would be careful.
I'm literally not walking.
At all? Ever again?
Never.
How's that going to work?
I'm just going to mount my cat and Brego's going to ride me.
I don't know if you can exactly say mount my cat, but I'll leave it there. I'll leave it alone. Okay, so Ashley, talking about the multiverse, the strangest.
I can tell you're thrilled to be talking about this.
Yeah, I am. Talking about the multiverse here, Ashley, I want to talk about what are some of your favorite worlds in the multiverse? What are your favorite multiverse worlds?
Kingdom Come Earth is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always like it. Marvel, I feel like, plays with this a little bit more, but I always like it when there's the Earth that the readers live on.
Actually, DC defies that more because that's Earth 33.
I think that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love the idea of that. Amalgam Earth and Tangent Earth are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the idea of Earth 3.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it. 0 out of 10. The best thing about Earth 3 is there's a joke in The Flash. It might be one of the original Supergirl crossovers where he's explaining the multiverse and he's like, Earth 3, we don't like it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really funny joke. But I think in terms of the DC multiverse, I don't know objectively just for the amount of story that's been told there, if you get a cooler Earth than Earth 2.
Well,
are some really good stories on Earth 2.
Just because it was the original DC multiverse.
But it's also the only one I think that's had an ongoing title for any amount of time. Mm-hmm. They've had some really good series there. The Power Girl and Huntress story, for example.
Uh-huh.
It gets set exclusively on Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, what ones stand out for you?
JLA, Another Nail.
Oh, yeah.
I love that book. It's the one where the nail hits Martha and Jonathan's truck, so they don't pick up Kal-El, so Kal-El never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, Superman does happen, but he gets raised by the Amish. I like Thunderworld, or Earth S as it used to be called, Earth mm-hmm. 5, the home of Shazam, because I think Shazam should be on their own Earth.
Don't think they work as well in the mainstream DC?
No, because he's basically Superman.
I agree.
He needs to be on his own world.
Yeah.
And he needs to be the only superhero on his own. He's kind of like the X-Men. To me, Shazam should be in his own world. I don't like that he mixes around. I like Earth 13. Which in the Grant Morrison multiversity, it was like, that's the secret dark Earth with like Dark Fate and Etrigan. It was like the Justice League of like demons, I think is what they called it. Earth 8 is in the new multiversity is basically the Marvel Universe, which yes. I like.
Yeah.
I do like Earth 3. I was surprised nobody mentioned Red Rain.
Oh,
the vampire world.
Well, I also feel like you and I have both grown out of our vampire phases.
Mm-hmm.
Great aesthetically though, which mm-hmm. I know, again, we made a lot of choices just based on the look, but, Vampire Batman is very cool.
I was also surprised that neither one of us said Gotham by Gaslight, which is also in World of the Mortalized.
That's an also ran for me. I do love Gotham. I think Gotham by Gaslight's really great. The movie's mm-hmm. pretty good too.
Yes. The movie was pretty good. Let's see. I have a list of the DC multiverses here.
Great.
I'm trying to see if any of them show up here. This is so exciting. Oh, interesting. Okay, so like The Amalgam Universe I just found is named Earth 692 and then renamed Earth 9602 in the official handbook of the Marvel Universe. Interesting. Crossover Earth is Earth 7642, which is the mainstream continuity that all DC Comics and Marvel Comics characters share. It is the world where they all cross over to. That's a little, I think, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. it's late, everybody. I apologize for this one. We're kind of all over the place.
Is there anything that you considered putting on here, but like maybe like I struggled with being like, does this count?
So I will fully admit my number one was completely different until I realized that technically that was an alternate Batman and not a multiversal Batman. Technically.
Yeah.
It is the Batman of Zur-En-Arr because Zur-En-Arr is another planet. And I was going to do the characters like Dynamo is like the character.
Yeah.
I love the Batman of Zur-En-Arr, not the sort of new version of it. And I was going to make him number one, but then I realized I was like, oh, that planet is technically in the Earth One universe. So he is not a multiversal Batman. He is an alternate Batman. So that was one I really struggled with.
I thought about Gods and Monsters.
Oh, Gods and Monsters. Yeah,
but it wasn't quite. I wanted to keep most of them to the comics. I wanted to pick where I was going to diverge, and I wanted to die in the Batman Hill more.
I would have counted that.
But man, Justice League Gods and Monsters is a really great movie. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend checking it out. It is really fun and spirited and creative in a way that I never anticipated, and it knocked our socks off when we watched it.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
You didn't think of any of the TV? Those are technically alternate Batmans, I guess.
TV what?
TV Batmans.
What about
movie
TV
Batmans?
What about them?
Didn't want to put Adam West on your list or anything like that.
Oh, I don't know if they technically count.
Yeah. The thought crossed my mind, not seriously, but you know, because I'm sure you and I looked at some similar lists for inspiration, and the rules by which people divvy them up are, how you say, non-existent.
Yes, and this is a hard one.
We really like the idea of addressing both a multiversal examination of the character and then an alternate offerings. And I think that that's going to be a really fun episode whenever we get around to it, so start requesting it now.
I agree, and I think it's a perfect place to end this GHL Extra. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. Again, don't forget to hashtag support hashtag Speeding Bullets Watch. And also, you know, feel free to support Texas one-man campaign against Ashley Victoria Robinson. Just started a blood feud.
This is literally the first time he's ever known my name.
He tried to be nice and you slammed him down.
Well, he should have been nice for the 5 years we've been talking.
He's a nice man. I don't know what your problem with Tex Willimon is. He's very nice. He's loving of monsters and mutants. He's not hateful about them at all.
No, he does go through wives pretty quickly, though.
He's only had two. I don't know if that's going through them pretty quickly.
Yeah, but after two, you think you just stop.
Well, that's your hang up, not his. Good God. All right. Anyways, this is going to it for GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.